Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Cloud Networking, Unscripted, with myself, Noman Mustafa, and John Gonzalez. So today, we wanted to do a little bit shorter version, a 10-minute tea podcast. We have our own teas in our hands, so we're enjoying a sip of a nice English breakfast tea. And today, you know, we just wanted to have a small 10-minute tea podcast. John, who have been a head of infrastructure for Citigroup's before joining Evitrix, and I wanted to ask him to help other financial organizations figure out what is the best approach towards cloud networking security in their cloud journey. So John, thanks for joining in again here.
Hi, Numan. Hi, everyone.
And I think so. We have been talking to many financial organizations, and you know, obviously, everybody is moving to the cloud now, right? So some are moving faster than others. Most of them have a multi-cloud approach as well. I mean, they have AWS, Azure, GCP, Oracle. Some of them may have other clouds as well. Now, I think what would be really helpful is, you know, based on your experience and your journey of cloud, and both in terms of how you have been working with customers at Evitrix, at the same time, when you were a customer and you worked with Evitrix in terms of evaluating not only just Evitrix, but other vendors who were traditional vendors. And normally it's a dilemma where you have, you know, financial customer, cloud architects, you have decision makers, CIO, CTO, CISOs, you may have a head of infrastructure just like yourself, who are sort of trying to figure out what is my right platform and tools that I should be using when I'm going towards cloud, because most of the legacy does not work in the cloud. But you have hundreds of vendors trying to sell you, right? And you have to basically meet your business goals, and you have to pick the right technology that works in the cloud. So what are some of the things that you look for, or you saw, or from your experience, that most of the financial customers should be looking at, or decision makers should be looking at, that can help them make the right decisions? So maybe, you know, we can spend the remainder of the, you know, 8 to 9 minutes talking mm-hmm. about the normally what the goals are for financial customers, and what should be their decision making, and how should they be picking the tools and platforms for the cloud journey.
Okay. So what used to catch my attention when I used to speak to vendors, different suppliers, both strategic and tactical suppliers and vendors, is do they have an understanding of what are the business problems that we're trying to solve using the technology, rather than the business problem is there, but the technology is not able to solve any of this. Mm-hmm. What value can be derived from that technology? What business value? And, you know, how much is that technology going to cost? So those are three sort of very high level key understandings, first base, that, vendors, partners should understand. They should be able to describe, you know, the value of the technology and how much it costs quite easily. In terms of lower level, what goals and business drivers that we try to solve by moving to cloud. And remember, it's all about application enablement to the cloud. It's not about the network per se, or the security, or the EC2 instance. These are all components that we need in the mix to help enable the application agility to the cloud, so that business can start taking advantage of different services and costs, et cetera. So a couple of key things that key drivers from a business perspective that I'd be looking for would, how does the technology, how's the partner going to help increase our business agility with the technology, and how are they going to improve our security posture by moving from on-prem into the cloud? Mm-hmm. Other things we probably won't have time to go into today. You know, how does it reduce our cost? How does it improve my resource skills? How does it accelerate business growth? You know, and, you know, from a financial perspective, which is really quite important as well, how does it reduce my risk posture and align us to, you know, global regulatory requirements? But if we focus on a couple of those things, Newman, you know, increasing business agility and improving security, then I would really want the partner, the vendor, to clearly articulate, you know, how their technology achieves those two things for me.
That's great. So yeah, so coming back to, I think this is great, because you were mostly on the other side of the fence, right? Being a customer, where you were evaluating vendor, right? And now you basically are part of Aviatrix, and so you become the vendor, right? So let's say if you have a financial customer who is looking at, and as I said, right, they are you know, years of or decades of relationships that have been built with different type of legacy partners and on-prem partners. Then you have different startups showing up at your doorstep. Now, in terms of, especially from a cloud networking and security, if you have to sum it up in terms of the business value and the problem it solves, in terms of Aviatrix, right? How would you describe that? Because at the end of the day, you know, financial customers, they need to make sure that they are investing in the right future-proof technology and platform, right? And since this is not on-prem world, this is very different in terms of how you're going to leverage CSP constructs and capabilities, and how you can build a architecture that's not locked into one cloud. This has to be secure, has to be agile, has to be highly available, has to be correct all the time, right? And to be able to leverage resources in multiple cloud based on factors like latency, performance, and cost, right? So it should be policy driven. But coming back to, you know, what would catch a financial customer eye in terms of, yes, Aviatrix is the right platform, or what were the things that actually excited you to a point where you say, hey, this is the place where I need to be?
Okay, so if we focus for a few minutes just on how would Aviatrix improve business agility, increase their business agility, and how would Aviatrix solution improve security? So I'd be looking, you know, if I was talking to a financial and describing our business value, Aviatrix business value, about increasing business agility, then if you remember well that the network team on-prem was always the long poles in the tent, always took months, you know, coming up to years to do anything, and required, you know, a large sums of capital budget. So, and that slowed down business agility. So how do we overcome that by moving to the cloud? So Aviatrix now in the cloud brings the cloud network to the business. On-prem, the business was taken to the cloud network, you know, in a very slow, haphazard, and unprofessional way. Moving to the cloud, Aviatrix takes the network to the business. What does it mean? This means now you give the application development teams the ability to have network self-service. They can enable themselves and work at their own accelerated pace to productionize their application. Using our automation, whether it's Terraform or Controller GUI, you can spin up network services quickly. I spun up network services on Aviatrix in about 90 minutes, and I'm a novice at it, so more experienced people will do that a lot quicker, and be ready for business application deployments. Especially when speed is critical, business can then take advantage of the different cloud services and then gain the rapid competitive advantage that they're always looking to sort of achieve. Also, I don't want any manual intervention. You know, I want to completely benefit from all automated deployments. I want it resulting in reduced security issues, such as data leaks, security breaches, or misconfiguration, you know, due to fat fingers or human error. At the same time, I want to benefit from exceptional day two management tool sets that Aviatrix Copilot brings. It gives us a single pane of glass across all clouds, or single clouds across all regions. It speeds up the time to resolve issues. It gives you that end-to-end visibility, that true end-to-end visibility. More importantly, it gives the application owners some, you know, KPIs to show how the application is performing, the application availability, the latency stats, all of the troubleshooting tools that the application owner may want to use if he sees some issues with his application. So that's from an agility perspective, and our platform provides all of those things and more, and yep. can be easily demonstrated and shown to you know, financials or non-financial customers. From a security perspective, you know, I want customers to benefit from our high degree of data privacy and protection that we enable with our security controls. To support, and we support the zero trust security policies. Our solution helps businesses to identify the anomalies, segment lateral movement of bad actors. We encrypt the data in transit, we enforce the compliance, and we also provide the evidential data for governance and controls. You know, for data location awareness, you know, businesses also benefit from knowing which CSP or which cloud provider infrastructure the customer data travels in, plus the ability to see that data at any given time. So our platform, our capabilities for security are second to none. And again, we can validate those, all of those things quite easily in a demonstration, and we can show all the different layers of security defense that we provide.
That's great. That's a great, I would say, 10-minute pitch, right, for financial customers to come and look at Aviatrix. The agility, the data operational visibility, and the security, right, providing a holistic end-to-end security posture for a financial organization, which is basically aligned to how CSPs are built as opposed to an on-prem world. So that's a very clear value proposition. And I think that's the reason why financial customers are so interested in Aviatrix. And I think I would say another thing that I want to add for one more minute is the things in cloud are still very new, evolving, but at the same time, the tolerance level is low, right? Because you can easily end up canning your entire project just because of oversight into a security or an architecture. Right. And maybe you can share an experience where, you know, you may start things very casually. Okay, I'm just doing, I'm learning, I'm doing a DIY project. And later on, you know, the compliance and regulatory came in and the project had to be pushed back years back. So maybe a quick comment on that.
Yeah. So, you know, typically, you know, from a financial, they have, you know, quite big technology teams, networking security teams, et cetera. And they're pretty knowledgeable people as well. So they tend to do a mix up of, you know, buy a vendor solution, certify it for in-house or for business use, which all takes time and effort, and then customize it and try to integrate that as best as possible into the existing systems, into the existing ecosystems and infrastructures. The problem with that is it seldom works, especially moving to cloud, you know, because, you know, the mistakes that, you know, I've seen is that they try to take the same way that they've done traditional on-prem networking security and just shoehorn that into cloud. And even worse than that, they tend to leverage on their big partners, their big networking and security partners to help them do that in cloud. And again, it's a recipe for failure. I've seen it fail. I've actually witnessed it fail myself personally, simply because those traditional partners, they have a great, great, great solution on-prem. It's been there for many, many years and decades, and they have good architectural proposals, et cetera, but they don't have anything for in cloud. They can take you as far as the edge of the cloud, and that's it. The rest, you know, you're going to have to do yourself, or you know, if you're smart, you leverage on a specialist company, let's say like Aviatrix, who has the specialist knowledge, who has the product, and they have the know-how and the experience to deliver cloud networking and security for you at pace and, you know, at, you know, little cost. I mean, if it was down to me, the cost would be free, but that's, we got some, everyone's got to make money somewhere along the line. But no, it's you know, the cost of doing it right and doing it first time and doing it right far outweighs the cost of a DIY solution that has to be retrofitted, that has to be continuously life cycled and managed, and then eventually changed to the right solution anyway. So you'd be back to square one. That cost far outweighs, you know, doing it right and doing it first time. So do it right, do it first time, learn from the lessons, learn from the specialists, leverage the specialists like Aviatrix, and get it done quickly and get it done so that your business can move forward and start putting themselves in a competitive advantage position.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Really insightful. And I think it probably will help a lot of our financial decision makers and customers. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Numan. Thanks, everyone.